He is in total control. As the events unfold in this coming week, Jesus is the one who is in total control. He is the one who is in total control of what is happening. Because there can be a thought of seeing it as Jesus is just simply this victim of these awful things that are unfolding. Like he's this shepherd who now in these days has been taken and just thrown to the wolves to be torn apart and for the wolves to have their way with him. And there are indeed wolves. Some of them we see today already. Judas, the Jewish high priests and scribes, Pilate, Herod, the Jewish crowd, the Roman soldiers. These wolves, each of them in different ways, they made a choice. But their choices, they don't control what's happening here. They don't have any real power over Jesus that is not given to them. They're not the ones who are in control. But rather, Jesus is the shepherd who freely places himself in these days into the hands of the wolves. While the vast majority, as the shepherd is placing himself in the hands of the wolves, the vast majority of the sheep, they scatter. But he will gather many of them back. And so the great challenge for us in these days is to remain with him. It's to remain with Jesus. To know that he is in control. Yes, he suffered all of this in a very real way. But every bit of suffering in his passion and in his death that he undergoes, he consents to. He chooses to enter into it. And he fulfills the scripture. The church, as we enter into this holy week, it extends an invitation to all of us, to each one of you. And it's an invitation, everyone, to enter deeply into these days. Enter deeply into these days, especially in the days of the Triduum, the three holy days in which the whole thing unfolds as one single liturgy. There are three days, but yet they are one. Holy Thursday begins as any other Mass. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. The Lord be with you, with your spirit. Ends in silence. Good Friday begins and ends in silence. The Easter Vigil begins in silence and darkness. And it ends with the overflowing and the bursting forth of the Alleluia and Easter. But what the church invites us to do is to enter deeply into these days with Jesus. And it's only fair, I want to give you a warning though of what happens in this. This is your warning, so you can't say I didn't tell you. If you enter deeply into these days, where you enter into Holy Thursday, and you pray with Jesus at the Last Supper, and you pray and you stay with him in whatever way you're able to for an hour, in his hour of agony in the garden, if you stay with him in the midst of Good Friday when everyone else flees, if you walk the way of the cross with him, seeing the women come to him to console him, the daughters of Jerusalem, Veronica, his own mother, if you carry the cross with him as Salmon and Cyrene does, if you do all these things, you'll be entering into a spiritual battle. And as you enter into a spiritual battle, as is always happens, Satan will demand to sift all of you like wheat. He'll demand to sift you like wheat. It's an experience entering into Jesus, into these days of his passion, his death, and his resurrection, which at his core, it's meant to shake you. And Jesus, who is in control, allows that to happen to you, to shake you that your faith may be strengthened. And so the warning is this: it will shake you. It'll be like that great Good Friday hymn, "Were You There? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him on a tree? Were you there with him? Because even then, it causes my soul to tremble. It causes a trembling within the soul, being that close to someone as they enter in to this passion and his death and his resurrection. That's the warning. But here is the grace that is promised. Among the many graces of Easter, the grace that is promised is that the pattern of what Jesus resets all of reality in will be that which your life is able to enter into as well. Before Jesus, before the events of this week, here's what life was for every person. It was a pattern of passion and death. Jesus, through this week, he resets the pattern of everyone who is united to him as one of passion, death, and resurrection. And this is every one of your lives, both in small ways and in great ways. In small ways throughout your life, everything that Jesus allows you to undergo is one in which there is suffering and passion. There's a death that takes place within you in your life. And it's for the sake of resurrection and new life. It's everything in our lives, and it's the entirety of our life then, is in the model and in the path of Jesus of passion, death, and resurrection. That's one of the great graces. And the other one is this, everyone. That when you are in a time of great suffering, which some of you may be in now, and others, it will come. That if one enters deeply into these days and is united with Jesus and remains with him in this Holy Week, when you enter into those days of suffering, you'll know with a conviction in your soul, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the doubts that assail you, and no matter the wolves that are unleashed on you, you will know in the depth of your soul that he is in control. That he, Jesus, is the one who is in control of all of it. And what is asked of us is to remain with him.